the big query that I have at this moment in time is that they're pile driving in that area, and that's all soft land, that's all floodplain there. So you're not talking about a hard base. I've been working with property all my life in the family business and having to do valuations and that, and it makes no sense to me that they're allowing concrete lorries laden with bricks, school buses laden with children. Nobody should be allowed to at least sit on top of the bridge with the traffic light system. They should at least manage to push the traffic back to wait behind the roundabout, mm-hmm. that they don't sit on the crest of the bridge in the interim. We have to depend on our council engineers. I know they're extremely busy all over the county with the roadworks that are going on presently, but this is a significant priority.
Okay, but say they come out tomorrow and, mm-hmm. and a team of experts come out and they assess it and they say these are visual, these cracks are, you know, natural, the structure and the way the bridge is built, it's sound and we're confident it can take such and such a weight. That's not the end of the story, though, because, of course, there is other concerns in that area as well, isn't there?
Well,
and we await the engineers to do that. But
we do await the engineers. And we, as I say, unfortunately, I didn't get a written response from them. So I'm hoping that now we've invited the bridge engineer, Mr. McCrory, I beg your pardon, and the area manager to come. I think it's a very beneficial exercise to bring the public together, because people have great ideas when they have local knowledge. And the traffic management at the moment, we need something to in the interim, until a new bridge is built. Possibly, like, the reality is, I think it was 26 million the bridge in Fannad cost, the Harry Blaney Bridge. Fantastic for the people of Fannad. I don't sit and count the cars going across it, but I think would have been much better spent in Letterkenny.
Yeah. In terms of traffic management, though, you know, we are, schools are starting again. People are at the wit's end, it seems. There's two cohorts. There are those at the wit's end having to endure traffic delays. And unfortunately, there are those who actually are avoiding Letterkenny altogether if they don't have to go near there. And, you know, we can paint a positive picture and try not to do anything that would be in any way detrimental to businesses in that area. But there are issues, too, that we can't ignore. And I certainly am not going to ignore them if they are, exist. So is there a problem with traffic management, with traffic movement? And is there fears that it's going to get worse?
There's totally fears it's going to get worse. Thankfully, because of your program, the roadworks were due to start in Rock Hill, which is a link off the Old Town Road on the bridge. All that traffic coming in through there, and that has now been deferred just to November. But the reality is, it's still during the school term. The County Council have the authority to give leeway times for access for people going to work, going to school, that at least that should be taken into consideration. Mm.
The only problem is we can look to Burt at the moment, where people on the Derry to Letterkenny Road, people attending hospital appointments, going to work, trying to get people to school, that at the peak hours there seems to be no relief whatsoever, that the traffic just builds up and people waiting half an hour, 40 minutes. That's a relatively simple road. You would just wonder if that's the traffic management we're employing in that scenario, what could lie ahead in the work that you're concerned about?
Well, this is what I think. I think there should possibly be consideration. I'm not going to address all that I think should happen at the public meeting, but I think one suggestion that I have is if they could possibly lease the Model Bakery and do a park and ride. You know, that would alleviate a lot of the mothers, fathers going over that bridge just to drop off and come back out over the bridge again. It's pennies in relation to council budget and that. I'm sure many parents would contribute. The Model Bakery is a fabulous facility there, flat land, that if it was cleared with a bit of you know, like, it doesn't have to be tarred and curbed. You know, 804, a hard fill on
so
it.
So that would be the drop-off, not the school.
The drop-off there for parents, yeah. You know, that there's a circular access, that they don't have to all just sit and congest on the bridge. The other suggestion, there's other people have made several suggestions to me, but that's one that would be feasible on a low budget. The huge big, it's like a huge drill that's down there at the moment, has just moved from the front of Brian Geller's Station House Hotel, and it's moved between the Station House and Dunn Stores now. That's directly in front of the bridge. The old house at the bridge was my grandmother's, where I spent much of my time growing up. And when they did the renovations in Lower Main Street, where the old Garda Barracks was, there were significant cracks came in the property at that stage. So I know from personal experience there, and that must be nearly 25 years ago anyway.
Well, hopefully there's technological advances and practices that might mitigate that. We can only hope that that's the case. So the meeting, so we're clear, and people that are attending this meeting know exactly what they're talking about, and it is in the Station House Hotel, Letterkenny, Tuesday at 8 p.m. I'm not being facetious, but you're not organising a park and ride for that, no?
No, I'll tell you what it is. The bridge is a very interesting history. There was 53 native Irish people drowned, executed at that bridge. And it was Daniel O'Connell brought that information to Westminster during the Catholic Emancipation. Now that
Why was that? Why was that the focal point?
That's where they drowned them.
That was it.
That's where the siege. They believed that the flight of the Earls. They all had to use when you come in the Swilly River. That was the first only crossing point.
Mm-hmm.
So it was link of east to west. It's extremely significant in relation to history. In 1689, the Duke of Berwick. I have to thank Gaby Flood for providing me with this as a result of your last show. Pointed out that that's where they crossed from the Siege of Derry. It was the only cross. It's extremely significant.
That small bridge.
Yeah, now, there's been several upgrades over the years. There are three eyes in the bridge, and one of them is completely, I don't know where our Office of Public Works, when we were kids, they came every couple of years to clean the banks and dredge it. It's stopped happening.
I suppose if it's not being used commercially or
it's been overused.
Hmm?
The bridge has been overused.
Underneath it, though, I mean...
Oh no, but it was never used. It's my mother, God rest her, she talked about boats using the River Swilly as a child, but never, not normally in my lifetime, would there have been boats. Occasionally, once in a blue moon, a boat would have come up as far as the bridge, but very rarely.
Yeah, it's been a great sight too. Can you imagine that? Coming into the heart of Letterkenny, effectively.
But the great opportunity for the council would have been to buy what would have been Charlie Devlin's home place to make an information centre on the old town.
Maybe that's part of a conversation rather than, you know, let's say, let's not do anything that could damage it. Maybe it is time to sort of start focusing on its history and what it actually truly means.
When you think what the Ha'penny Bridge does to Dublin, and the tourists that just go to stand on that. We should be proud of our bridge and really look after it and maintain it.
It's a remarkable history, which I'm not from Letterkenny, so I'm not surprised. I don't know, but even your learning
stuff.
This is a bigger
history than just being from Letterkenny. It's a national interest.
Oh, without a shadow, of course. And it was raised
I think it would be lovely to see sculptures. Yeah, some of those sculptures down there to commemorate those that were executed there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, like in my opinion, we're nearly ready for Catholic emancipation again.
Mm.
You know...
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
We need a new Daniel O'Connell.
I get you. Some will agree and some might not. That's a public meeting concerning the Old Town Bridge, the crumbling stonework, but the traffic management, that's what just want to... So people who might be affected, what actual traffic management, town traffic management are you talking about? So people, if you're coming from Lismonahan,
you need to say that, like, if there was a one-way system in place for certain hours of the morning to suit the people, you know, that... At certain times, there was a specific one. It might be a bit difficult to organise it, but we have potential there to either have a one-way out towards, which is a 68-mile journey extra. But at least if you knew you needed 15 minutes extra every morning or 20 minutes, you could do that.
Okay. So it is about...
Instead of everybody sitting for 45 minutes.
So the conversation will be about the concerns that are current, but also...
And to get consensus from the people that use it.
Yeah, let's talk about what historically we've known to be the case. Okay, that's interesting. Right, so it's a public meeting organised...
Councillors are invited, all the political parties are invited, and those that are public representatives with no political parties are invited. And if you've an interest in the community, please come along, no matter what part of the town you've a traffic management issue about.
Right, I'm get confused at the end of months and start next month, but this is next Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday the 3rd.
So come along to the Station House Hotel, Letterkenny, Tuesday at 8 p.m. And any inquiries, there's numbers on flyers, we can get those for you. The roadworks in a big busy town like Letterkenny should be done at night. If it was the north or any other country, then work like that would be at night, end of story.
Make it a lot easier.
You might do it at end of night, but these works have such significance that you have to open roads and you have to close roads and you can't, you know, put them back in.
I have a daughter working in Dunstores for the summer, and there's people that I know there that all the businesses along there have significant impact on their trading. Over 20%, I believe they stated, I heard them saying on radio.
Yeah.
I don't see the council offering them 20% rates devaluation. You know, we need to do something. Businesses have to be protected at all costs as well as health and safety.